Hey, this is Letitia. And the one thing that all races have in common is our need and desire to be loved. We all need someone with whom we can share our lives, thoughts, feelings, good times, and challenges. There is the need to also be able to tell our deepest, darkest secrets and not worry about a movie or a song being produced about it without our permission and our share of the money the very next day. There is also this thing called desire, lust, passion. Sometimes that line that separates friends and lovers is almost invisible. Opinions vary about if that line is crossed, whether both parties can ever go back to their respective sides. Of course, I must tell you that this is just me, Letitia, talking. I've never been a doctor, but I have been to one and I've lusted over a few. So, this is all my opinion. Take what you want and leave the rest. I think that with any relationship, romantic or platonic, there has to be mutual respect and trust. The only difference between friends and lovers is the level of intimacy. True friendships, for me, involve a true level of caring and concern, the desire to see someone else be happy without expecting anything in return, being able to tell and be told true feelings and emotions without holding or passing judgment. That's a friend. Now, take all of this and get naked, exchange a little body fluid, and that's lovers. As for crossing the line and coming back home again, well, I know from experience that it is possible. Sometimes with true friendships, there is a blur in time when you don't know if there could or should be more. Sometimes it takes crossing that line to learn that that is not the direction you need to be heading, that a friendship is far more valuable at the time. It's been shown that having had multicultural friendships lend to more open views and opinions about different races. Makes sense to me. You are more likely to be understanding and tolerant of things and people that you understand and more fearful of those that you don't. With all this being said, how and when do you know if it's time to move from friendship to the other side? Well, at the expense of sounding flippant or coy, you know. You just know. Or should I say, you will both know. It's a feeling. It's a desire. It's that thing that people have been trying to explain for centuries. And guess what? They are still trying to explain it today. Let me tell you that it's okay to be wrong. Remember, true friendships are about respect and trust. Trust your instincts and respect your friend's opinions and desires to cross the line or stay where you are.